You can now buy games on Discord and more coming up on today's episode of the Latest in Tech News Podcast. Welcome to the Latest in Tech News Podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick, and this is the world's only 3-in-1 daily show on everything tech. At the intersection of technology, gadgets, and gaming news lies one podcast with the destiny to rule them all. If you're new here, be sure to tap the subscribe button on the podcast app you're using to listen to this episode so you don't miss out. And did you know that this show is currently being streamed live? Yes, live audience interaction. If you want to watch the full show and chat with the community, head on over to mixer.com/technewsgadget. Yes, I am trying a new option. Twitch isn't quite working out how I wanted it to, but, you know, I wanted to have a couple tests and things going on. So if you want to watch the live show, mixer.com/technewsgadget, place to be. Be sure to click the follow button so that you're notified when we go live. And if you need to get in touch with the show or have a question outside of when we're streaming, we are on Twitter at Tech News Gadget. And now, on with the show. As I have mentioned before, I'm trying to become a comedian of sorts. And I'm really trying my darnest to get good. Apparently, I'm trash. So, here we go. What is red and smells like blue paint? Red paint. Why aren't koalas actual bears? Well, they don't meet the qualifications. I went to a pet shop. I said, "Can I buy a goldfish?" The guy said, "Do you want an aquarium?" I replied, "I don't care what star sign it is. I want to buy it." What do you get when you cross a dyslexic, an insomniac, and an agnostic? Someone who lies awake at night wondering if there is a dog. And what does a pepper do when it's angry? It gets jalapeno face. Okay, get this. Two goldfish are in a tank. One looks at the other and says, "You know how to drive this thing?" Oh, hang on. Two soldiers are in a tank. One looks at the other and says, "Blub, blub, blub, blub." If you laughed today, you can thank Jay Leno. And if you didn't laugh today, blame Jay Leno. But be sure to let me know. Become a better comedian every single day, and apparently, I don't know how it's going to work out. So, y'all let me know, either on Twitter or in live stream chat. We'll go from there. So, moving on. On this day, August 9th, 2018, back in 1991, astronauts aboard the space shuttle Atlantis use a Apple Macintosh portable computer to send what is considered the first email from space. Now, using the Apple Inc. online service, Atlantis astronauts Shannon Lucid and James Adamson send the following message. "Hello, Earth. Greetings from the STS-43 crew. This is the first Apple Inc. from space. Having a great time. Wish you were here. Send cryo and RCS. Hasta la vista, baby. We'll be back." So, the Apple Link software on the Macintosh was specifically configured to connect to NASA's communication system, which allowed the shuttle to interface with Apple's proprietary network from space. Macintosh Portable itself only had very minor modifications to operate in space. Also, on this day in 1898, the U.S. Patent Office awards patent number 6,845 to Rudolf Diesel for his diesel internal combustion engine. Alright, moving on. Did you know, you're going to have to check out the facts on this to see if I'm lying or not. I'm trying to garner interaction from the community here, but they're not saying anything so much right now. You guys can actually leave your own did you know facts in the chat anytime you want, and I will have to go verify if it's true or not. It'll be up to you. Did you know that according to the Super Mario Bros. Instruction book, when the Koopas first invaded the Mushroom Kingdom, they turned its people into blocks? Did you know that Mega Man is blue because of the limitations of the NES? There was a better selection of blue shades than any other color hue in the 54-color palette that the NES was limited to. And, moving on here. You know that the creator of Pokemon got the idea for the worldwide Game Boy phenomenon after collecting caterpillars as a child and watching them change into butterflies. How about that? Welcome, Deansy. We are just hanging out here reading some chat news, or tech news, and chatting it up. We won't be playing any video games today, but we'll see how it goes. So, with the facts, this day in history, and, I forgot, my jokes, funny me, out of the way, we can finally move on to the tech news of today. So, let's see if we get that loaded up here. Close this. First article today comes from CNBC. It says, peak social. The major social platforms are showing a significant slowdown in users. As of Tuesday, the three biggest public social media companies have reported earnings for the last quarter, and all three reported slowing or declining users on respective platforms. Snap reported a drop in daily active users on a quarter-over-quarter basis for the second quarter. Facebook reported a drop in monthly users on a quarter-over-quarter basis for European users, while North American users were flat. And Twitter posted a small decline in monthly users on a quarter-over-quarter basis. So, that means is this sudden shift in user behavior may indicate that we've hit peak social. As in, we've topped out on social media growth and there's no room to add new users. Facebook and Twitter cited the European Union's new privacy law, GDPR, as contributing to declines. Snap blamed its recent Snapchat design, which drew criticism from celebrities and millions of users. And Snap eventually redesigns its redesign, went back to how it was. There's also emerging markets to consider. China has blocked its billions of mobile internet users from Facebook and other popular sites for years. Facebook hasn't quite given up on entering the Chinese market yet, but it's banking on light or pared-down versions of its apps to saturate huge unaddressed markets like India, Nigeria, and Indonesia. Now, the slowing growth, even if limited to North America, may also indicate that Facebook, with its suite of social apps, has tightened its grip on the space. Silicon Valley giant said that in July, 2.5 billion people use its family of apps each month. So, quite impressive, and if you're watching, we have a little chart here, still in a nice upward trend for its monthly active users overall, looking good. Yeah. So, what do you think? Is it declining? Is it growing? Are we oversaturated? Let me know, either on Twitter or here in the comments, on the chat. So, that's your tech news for today. Gadget-wise, we're looking at here is Samsung came out with a fast new dual wireless charger that props up your phone. Pictures here are pretty neat. Samsung has a new dual wireless charger that's designed for its new Note 9 and Galaxy Watch. The Galaxy Charger Duo has two charging pads with a flat area meant for the new Galaxy smartwatch and a propped up charging spot for keeping a phone display visible during a charge. You don't need to lay it down, you could just kind of lean it angled up, go from there. Each charging pad has 12 watts of charging power, so both pads will support fast charging from Samsung or any other phone vendor. Together, the two pads resemble one of Samsung's propped up charging pads glued together with one of its flat charging pads. Now, while Samsung already sells another dual wireless charger, that one has two flat charging pads, and this is the first one that lets you watch shows or check your text messages while charging your phone, which is much more convenient, as long as you don't bump it off the fast charging plate. So, Samsung says it doesn't have pricing and availability information just yet, but will update us as soon as they do. The wireless charger comes in black or white. So, with gadget news under wraps, let's head on over to the news for today that I guarantee you're interested in, and that is Discord. Not just for chat anymore, it's for buying games too. Oh yes, Since its founding in 2015, chat and messaging client Discord has become a powerful startup in the gaming software scene, drawing a commanding user base in a short time. We're talking 150 million monthly active users, and cracking the code of social gaming interaction in a way that larger companies have failed to do. Now, along the way, it became a favorite communication option for non-gaming communities as well. But today, the company is announcing a move that plays squarely on its original mission, while still expanding in its new directions, selling games. Now, the store, set to open later this year, will offer a hand-picked selection of indie games, including first-on-Discord titles that will be exclusive to the platform for a period of time. If it sounds like Discord won't be able to rival a larger game delivery service like Steam in scale or scope, well, you're right. The point here isn't size, it's centrality. Now, Discord's expansion comes at a time when PC platforms are trying to be all things to all people. Steam, the largest games marketplace, is expanding its own social features, likely in an effort to compete with Discord. Meanwhile, in response to Steam's near monopoly in PC game sales, the gaming store ecosystem has expanded rapidly in the last few years, with larger publishers such as EA and Ubisoft launching their own stores, as well as smaller indie-friendly outfits like GOG and itch.io. Now, these moves have only increased as Steam itself has become unwieldy, marred by stories about questionable curation and discovery woes. Exactly that discovery issue that Discord is seeking to address. Ultimately, the reason why we think there's an opportunity for us is that most of the time when I find games to play or observe how people find those games, it's based on what their friends are playing, says Jason Citron, the company's CEO and co-founder. He hopes the store will allow the social functions of Discord, which already allow users to see what their friends are playing, to facilitate that process, turning community interest into sales. I see games have always been central to Discord's feature rollout, and various small touches, like gaming-related memes, that run as messages when the game starts, reinforce the idea of Discord as a service created by and for the gaming community. Now keep in mind, the founders were all ex-game developers. The new shop will be positioned similarly. Our approach to the actual storefront is going to be more like a neighborhood bookstore with curated sections of titles that we think you'll really want to play that you might have overlooked. Initial slate includes Dead Cells, Frostpunk, and Hollow Knight, and the company will likely continue to prioritize so-called triple-I indies, those that attempt to create experiences comparable to larger corporate-backed titles. They're also helping the first-on-Discord titles gain a foothold with consumers, offering marketing support, and in some cases financial backing to get the games to market. Discord hopes to source compelling content while also avoiding issues regarding censorship and removal of certain types of content that have plagued platforms like Steam. Additionally, in a page taken from console services like Xbox Live Gold and PlayStation Plus, Discord will be offering games for download to members of its premium subscription tier known as Nitro. The initial offerings here include Saints Row the Third, Super Meat Boy, and System Shock Enhanced Edition. It's not clear how compensation will work for creators whose work appears in a Nitro library, but CEO says that Discord would be charging a standard rate for listing on the storefront, which for other online games is usually 30% of sales. So, awesome. Awesome news. Excited to see here what Discord has going on. I know I saw it when it first came out, and I was saying to myself, hey, this looks like something that could get big. And, well, seeing as how they're now going into the gaming distribution centralization process and actually trying to bring more AAA indie games into players' viewports, could bode very, very well. So, with that being said, that is all the tech news that we have for today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for the next latest in tech news podcast. Be here with the latest, as always, live on Mixer at mixer.com/technewsgadget. If you want to get the show notes for today or past episodes, head on over to latestintechnews.com. This is a Tech News Gadget podcast where we report on the latest tech, gadget, and gaming news. And if you want more information on that, head on over to technewsgadget.net. That will wrap up today's show. Everybody have an awesome evening, and I'll see you on the flip side.